Chapter 1 Anne's first day home from Queens was everything she could have dreamt of. She rose late, when the sun was already golden in the sky, reaching its gilded fingers down to the orchards and fields below, blessing them with a summer glow. "Home, sweet home," Anne whispered to herself as she drew the blinds back, threw open the window, and breathed in the sweet summer air. To her delight, she saw Diana already on her way over to Green Gables. Anne leant out of the window and waved.
"Diana, I'll be down in a minute."
Diana waved back, and Anne retreated into her room, washing, throwing on her clothes, and braiding her hair at record speed. She arrived downstairs a few minutes later, just as Marilla was showing Diana into the kitchen.
"Good morning, sleepyhead," Marilla greeted Anne fondly. "Your breakfast is ready. Diana, would you like something to eat, or perhaps a cup of tea?"
"I've already eaten, but a cup of tea would be lovely, Miss Cuthbert," Diana said politely. "Please do let me help." "I should have been up to make the breakfast," Anne said, flushing slightly. "I'm sorry, Marilla."
Marilla flapped her hands.
"Don't be silly. You need to rest after such a big day. Matthew and I have already eaten, and he's out in the fields. I'm going to see to the chickens. You two enjoy."
Once seated at the table, Anne and Diana picked up their conversation from the evening before, as if there had been no break at all.
"So, what do you think Redmond College will be like, Anne?" Diana asked.
"Goodness, I don't know,"
Anne exclaimed. "I was working so hard to try to get the scholarship, I've barely had a moment to spare to imagine it. Maybe a little like Queens, but much bigger, and with many more people. It's strange to think I will be studying again, and not teaching like Jane and Ruby, though. Did you hear? The word in the village is that the Newbridge trustees have offered Jane their school already," Diana reported.
"That's wonderful news,"
Anne cried, thrilled for her steady friend. "Isn't it wonderful to think we all got through the course? Even Moody Spurgeon and Josie Pye passed."
Diana wrinkled her nose.
"I know it isn't right, but sometimes I just want something to go wrong for Josie, so she will stop being so unbearably smug.
The way her family are talking, you'd think she was the only one who passed. Although they can't claim she's going to college like you, so that's something. By the way, Gilbert Blythe is going to teach too. His father can't afford to send him to college next year after all, so Gilbert is going to have to earn his way through. He'll need to teach for a year to get the money together. I expect they'll give him the Avonlea school if Miss Ames decides to leave."
Anne felt strangely dismayed.
She had expected Gilbert to be going to Redmond in September as well, and she wasn't sure what she would do without their familiar rivalry to spur her on. She imagined that work, even at an exciting place like Redmond, would feel rather flat without her friendly rival right there. Nevertheless, she shook the disappointment off as she and Diana headed out to enjoy their day. It was a morning of bright sunshine and blossoms. They visited all their old haunts, starting with the Dryad's Bubble, then Willowmere and Violet Vale. At midday, they parted briefly for lunch, and Anne headed back to the Green Gables kitchen, where Matthew and Marilla were preparing to eat. As they sat together, it suddenly struck Anne that Matthew was not looking well. His skin had taken on a sort of pallor, and he looked tired.
"Marilla," she said, when Matthew had gone back out to the fields, "is Matthew quite well?"
Marilla's shoulders sagged.
"No, he's not. He's had some real bad spells with his heart this spring, and he's still pushing himself to work as hard as ever. I'll admit it, I've been real worried about him. But he's a little better than he was, and we've got a good hired man to help now. So I'm hoping he'll rest a little more and start to pick up. Maybe he will now you're home. You all..."